This week happens to be National Crime Victims' Rights Week. We recognize it every year. Ordinarily in Kansas, the governor and I jointly host a Crime Victims' Rights Conference. It was scheduled to have been in Wichita this year, and unfortunately, of course, had to be canceled like all larger gatherings. But instead of that, we did want to remind folks, as part of Crime Victims' Rights Week, that those victim support services that, whether it's domestic violence victims or child abuse victims or other victims of violent crime that they would ordinarily rely on to become a victim, they are still operating. Even though literally the front door, the physical door of state agencies might be closed or local agencies, the phone lines, the communications methods, they're still being answered. People who need help can still call the crisis hotlines and get a live person on the other end and get assistance. They can still call 911 if it's, you know, an emergency. And we wanted to remind people of that because there's something very, for me at least, concerning going on. There's every reason to think that during this time when, because of the virus, we're all locked down and many people have lost their jobs, there's tremendous strain and disruption on many, many Kansans. There's every reason to believe that, for example, instances of domestic abuse or child abuse are not going to go down. They may, in fact, go up because of additional strain. The academic literature suggests that. The professionals all suggest that's likely. Anecdotally, it appears to be true. And yet, at the same time, the number of calls for assistance to the crisis hotlines have plummeted over the past 4 weeks. And we fear what's going on is that in a time when domestic violence or child abuse or other violent acts that create victims of violent crime are flat or going up because of the current strain, people are less likely to reach out for help on behalf of victims. Maybe that's because an abuser and the person being abused are now stuck in the same house 24/7, and it's impossible or very difficult for the victim to get access to a phone to make the call without the abuser being right there. Maybe it's because a child who might have been abused anyway, but is no longer in school or is no longer out in the community, and therefore people who might be able to spot signs of abuse and intervene and report that aren't able to spot those signs of abuse and intervene or report. We don't know exactly why, although some of those common sense theories seem to make sense, but the bottom line is the help and support for crime victims is still there. It is still operating. It is not locked down or shut down. And we really remind people, if you need that help or know someone who does, please contact those numbers, call those hotlines, and reach out for assistance.